Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
You know, I don't know if you heard about what's happening in Flint, Michigan, but they tried to save money. We talked about this for quite some time on VFN TV, and we prophesied these days were coming. But what happened was that they tried to save money, and reportedly the leaders shifted how they actually received their water from a different source, and they didn't even check it. And what they found out, they were feeding water to all the residents in this particular area in Flint, Michigan, that had lead in the water. And all of a sudden, many people, but started getting lead poisoning, and the children started to get lead poisoning, which you wouldn't even think of that. As a matter of fact, but the churches are doing something about it, and you can too, as a matter of fact. Let's take a look right now.
What's been happening with the water in the city of Flint has been characterized as a crisis, which has prompted a response on both the state and federal level. But it's also bringing others together to help the people of Flint, including Christians. Joining me now is Pastor Chet Atkins of the Gideon Christ Community Church in nearby Saginaw. Pastor Atkins, I know you and a team of volunteers drove down to Flint yesterday to deliver hundreds of cases of bottled water. Why was it so important for you to drive 40 miles down south to Flint to do that?
Jesus said they would know that you're my disciples when you have love for one another. And that was a need. You know, I was just prompted by the Holy Spirit that I had to do something. You know, my original intent was to do 75 cases of water, but it turned out we turned out to be 350 cases of water. Mm. Every door that we went to, you could see the gratefulness. You can see the gratefulness of what the people was happy, just not only just the water, but it's the point of somebody knocking on their door that is a stranger that they don't even know that care about what they're feeling. We prayed against the water. You know, the Bible says we speak those things that be not as though they are. After we got done praying, you can see the countenance of their face had changed.
Was your team just all church volunteers or all pastors? Who all was part of the effort with you?
There was a few pastors, also a few lay people from the church, but it was also people from the community that was in Flint. That was the amazing thing that got me.
So the people who needed help were out there helping others themselves.
Exactly. That's exactly.
There's been a lot of finger pointing and there's a lot of blame that people want to associate politically. Did any of that factor into your thoughts as you were contemplating what you personally could do to help?
No, that didn't. No, not at all. Not at all, because of the simple fact. I understand that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. The people in Flint, when I was walking with them, basically they didn't even go with the politic thing. They basically was more concerned with somebody do something about it.
So you think about this, that's so awesome that the church is going down and being able to minister. Do you know, I was just recently noticing in neighborhoods that are in the region that we're in, that there's so many people in need. There's so many people in need that the church could be so active doing exactly what these believers were doing from Flint, Michigan. But you know what I saw? I saw Muslims that were out there, Muslim communities in Islam, and they were out there giving people water that was thirsty. They were providing food for people that were hungry. They were helping people get jobs. But you know what? I didn't see the church. You know where the church? We got to come outside of our walls. God's going to hold us accountable for what we did and didn't do. He says very specifically that he's going to separate us at the judgment seat based on how we treated folks. He said, listen, I'll put some on my right hand and some on my left hand. The ones on my right hand, he defined them as sheep, and the one on his left hand, he defined them as goats. You know what determined whether they were sheep or goats? What were sheep or goats? Is did we actually give water to somebody? Did we give food to somebody? And, you know, we can't criticize, you know, Islam and Muslims for going out and being kind to people that the church is choosing not to be kind to. Thank God that somebody's meeting somebody's need. But we as the church, we need to get out of our walls. We need to quit spending all of our money on ourselves and the next building wing, the next, whatever that we're doing. And begin. This is what statistics are according to George Barna. The church in America is spending $1.3 million per baptized believer. I mean, how many people can we feed with that? How many people can we help with their rent with that? How many people can we clothe with that? How many people can we educate for that? You know, and this you know, it was just so surprising to see that the church was nowhere to be found in the context of that. And it's like, you know, hey, you know, if we don't, if a vacuum forms because of the absence of light, don't, we can't complain when darkness fills that thing. So I'm so thankful for Flint, Michigan, what the people are doing in Flint, Michigan, the church, to be able to provide water. But I want to challenge you to be a part of going out and making a difference in your own neighborhood, in your own community. You know, get with your local leaders and maybe your sheriff or your chief of police or your ministers in your city. Say, what can we do in this city for the people in need? Join us at the break. We have so much to talk about. One thing we talk about is that is the one who made the Center for Medical Progress videos, who allegedly caught Planned Parenthood selling baby body parts and all the things that we showed you, that they had him indicted and charged in Texas. And there's a demonstration going on right now to be able to break those, to drop those charges, because they're saying it's a ridiculous charges. We'll talk more about that when we get back from the break. Join us.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Like.